If you could get rid of everything bad about banks and build one from scratch, you'd build a different kind of bank. One that has actual people you can talk to 24/7, not robots, doesn't invest in fossil fuels, charges no extra fees for spending abroad, and definitely doesn't close before you finish work. You'd build tools to help manage bills, teach kids good money habits, and give interest on personal and joint accounts. So what would that look like? Starling Bank. The bank built for you.
Thanks for listening to the Fab Abs podcast. Next week, we're talking...
What are you going to do first, Carl? Treadmill? Exercise bike? Carl, what are you doing?
I'm going to do the cross trainer, so I need to get really cross.
I don't think that's what cross trainer means. Carl, you're going red.
Got to get really, really cross.
No, Carl, it doesn't mean cross. No, Carl, not the medicine ball. Oh, great.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it, with Compare the Market.
Simples!
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
The old monkey shadow owl will go first. All of you see out of your peripheral vision monsters coming out of the shadows around you.
Do not fear them! You are protected by the Keeper and his guidance.
You're all going to take 6 points Holy. Of mental damage as these visions seem all too real.
Asta, we need your blade.
I think Asta is pissed and she's just going to rip out of these brambles and just run full speed. And I'm going to do my spell strike.
Yes. Yes.
27 to hit.
And you kill it.
Yes! Yes!
Oh! This door stands in front of you, just as invitingly as the stump did when first you entered Nighthold.
I don't think we should just open the door.
Talitha opens the door.
Talitha!
Fist-sized tunnels riddle the walls and ceiling. Ceiling's about 12 feet high.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Oh.
But some of the holes are full of what look like pearls.
I want to look at the pearls.
And as you're looking at them, you realize they aren't pearls. They're humanoid teeth. And it's at that moment that all of you hear a buzzing sound. And you see, coming out of the walls, the ceiling,
giant termites,
and the statue itself, like all these tiny little winged creatures that form together into one large swarm.
Oh,
they're all holding pliers.
Oh, no!
The adventure continues now.
To the Glass Cannon Podcast. Seconds ago, Sydney just got mad at Matthew and said, piss on your own ass.
Oh, what were you even mad about? What made you say that?
Didn't think that would make it to air.
What did he do to you to make you ask him to piss on his own ass?
It was a totally proportional response.
I had a cup on the table and I was ready to record. We're all getting in the zone. Troy's taking a big breath in, about to start, and Matthew just goes...
Because you were using a non-branded cup?
Yeah.
How dare. How dare you?
And I got so mad. I'm sorry that I said it. I shouldn't have started off today like that. I'm your friend. I don't have to tell you stuff like piss on your ass.
Let me ask you
sit
this.
Sit on it and ruminate in it. I don't have to say stuff like that.
I have to know. Is this a common thing you throw at people? Or are you just like, let me think of two words
and
throw
them together? Just combining phrases.
Right. Piss on your own. Have you ever asked anyone to piss on their own ass?
Have you guys ever been so like flabbergasted in a moment of just like stupid anger, like driving? I feel like driving really brings it out, like a road rage. Mm-hmm. Have you ever said something and then you're like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
And what was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, I've driven in a car with Troy. It gets pretty creative.
I really yelled at an old lady the other day who was not going too slow to merge. And then I realized it was an old lady. And I was like, I just said something horrible to her. Now, she couldn't hear me.
No.
But
was
I did get
because
some,
she was old.
Was you know, I think it was piss on your ass.
I think it was the last. I shouted it.
Well, I rolled down my window and screamed out of it.
But she still couldn't hear me. But
so you know, I'm ramming her, right? Ramming her onto the shoulder. She's grinding against the.
I don't get. I don't.
Sparks are flying
everywhere.
I don't get road rage. However,
that's not true. Go on.
But I did have some the other day, and it was actually the last time I was driving home from the studio. I was driving home, and I was excited. We had a good sesh, and. I was getting onto an exit, and someone came in like three lanes over and come like right in front of me to the point where I had to slam on my brakes, and I was like, well, this is an accident, and somehow I didn't. And then when I pulled up right beside them, and I just went. I was like, what is that? Is so like not, that's like the 1980s anger, but I was so mad. I just wanted them to know, fuck you. And it was an old lady. Oh. But she almost caused a 10 car pileup. She should know that she has to give up her license.
Craziest road race.
I should have been like, hey, piss on your own ass.
Yeah. Stops them dead in their tracks. Yeah. I do.
I don't think you should ever say piss on your own ass in a moment of road rage because it's so confusing that it could cause a further accident.
Oh. Why would I? Oh.
How could I?
Sheer mechanics.
I think there's a new alternative to the flipping people off in traffic. It's the thumbs down.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
I think it hurts worse. It's like a walk by. It's like,
I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. I'm not angry.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like.
It's way more judgmental.
I feel the sting just even now.
It's like the, how you need another horn. Really
it's so much worse.
It's like social media in real life. It's like dislike your action.
Bad.
Yeah. We should do that to each other when like someone has a really shitty turn. Just be like.
Because that really cuts to the core.
But you can't say anything.
It really does.
You can't say anything. Right. You just have to quietly.
We all do it.
Or like you're doing a role play and you're like really trying to do something good.
And it's your like scene partner.
And you like stumble a little bit, you know? And so we just like.
The whole table is like.
So deflating.
Or you're trying to have a moment and your scene partner is just.
Yeah.
Is it worse if you do the gentle look of disapproval like them? Or is it worse if you just do stone-faced?
It's just like this, you mean, to someone?
Ooh,
I think that the disapproval just adds to it, just kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you letting them know, like, yeah, it's dangerous. Really bad.
I don't know. Just, I think the stone face is like, I don't really even care. I'm just dispassionately telling you, that sucked.
That's worse. That's better when you're driving, too, because you're not mad. There's no anger in your eyes. It's simply.
You're just a bad driver.
You did a bad job.
Bad driver.
That merge you did.
Bad job on you. Bad job.
Really bad.
I don't think we're taking enough time to talk about the science of pissing on one's own ass, though.
Yeah. How does it begin?
Troy said something interesting.
I'll get back to you all.
Troy said a lot of tuck.
Yeah, a lot of tucking and turning, twisting.
Yeah, for you guys, for us, I mean, after using a toilet that somebody else used, possible there's something's going to happen there anyway.
Right. That, I think it would be pretty easy.
Yeah.
But for a gentleman.
From someone else's.
Then I'm not pissing on my own ass.
Piss on your ass. No, there's piss on your ass. Piss on your ass.
Oh, sorry. So the piss is a noun, so not it's a verb.
Right.
Oh, it's not an imperative.
It may not be a verb.
It can go either way.
I just like have to get someone's piss.
Piss on your ass.
Yeah,
it's kind of like.
It's like a wish.
By Neptune's trident.
That piss would manifest on
you know
your
what I like
It's
saying?
Either a command or a wish. Go on.
It has to do with piss.
Go ahead.
It's an expletive.
Go on.
I love saying, ooh, this boils my piss.
Ooh.
Right?
Never heard of that one.
I watched this Northern English.
I was going to say, is that Scottish?
Simmer play The Sims. And when she gets pissed, which is all the time, she says, ooh, that boils my piss. But she says it in her accent. And it's hilarious.
Kind of like that.
I like that better.
I like the British expression. I think it's British where it's like, I was just taking the piss out of him. That's a fun one.
It's good.
Because we do that all the time, but we can't call it that.
It is your reason for being.
Yes.
I like the way they talk about
it. Busting balls. It's the American busting ball.
Yeah.
We're allowed to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys can't.
What can you say?
We already said it. No need. The listeners know.
Pause for edit.
Did you hear what they said? Was it appropriate?
Kate dropped really hard C word. I mean,
they say
she like landed
British
it.
British people say that word beautifully.
Oh, yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the British getting pissed. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Getting drunk.
Yeah. Getting pissed is great.
Yeah.
That's a good... See, there's a lot of really good piss phrases.
A lot of good piss
uses. We don't say piss... Yeah, we don't say piss often enough.
She pissed on me and I got aroused.
That's a common...
I don't think you understood the assignment.
I didn't hear what she said.
That's a Troyism.
When the British say it, it's much prettier.
Right. She pissed on me and I got aroused.
That was offensive to a lot of groups of people, right?
Is that a yum you can yuck, Matthew? Piss play?
Oh no, I'm not yumming the piss. I'm not yumming or yucking the piss play. I'm yucking your accent, Mark.
Ah, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
I was using the voice of someone who's into that.
Is that part of your desired piss play? Is that you have to speak to each other in bad Cockney?
That's fun. I mean, that really takes things to the next level.
Yeah, that's true. Role
takes
play.
The piss out of the pissing on himself.
You don't like talking about piss and poo so much. I always noticed that. There was a Giant Slayer episode that involved dung that you really didn't like. Does it carry over to piss as well?
My mood can vary.
I think that about wraps her up.
All right.
This band.
I had a good time.
Okay. For the listening audience, everyone but Kate did a thumbs down.
We'll be right back. What's going on, everybody? You know that we love playing role-playing games, but by now you also know that Joe and Skid and I especially love sports. And we love fantasy sports as well. And the only thing that's better than fantasy sports is daily fantasy sports. And that's why you need to check out Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Now that football's over, I don't know about you, but I'm jonesing for more things to do to connect me to the sports that are happening. You got NBA, you got NHL, baseball's right around the corner. And with Prize Picks, you can make every day fun. They've got this new thing called Demons and Goblins. It is the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares are either marked with red demons or green goblins, and you get different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Let me tell you what, that doesn't happen on other sites. For basketball games, right? If you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, the player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. There is nothing worse than watching a guy go down and start breaking your phone in half because you got screwed for no reason. That doesn't happen with Prize Picks. And Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and games and leagues and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com/GCP and use code GCP for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/GCP and use code GCP for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Let me tell you, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I've been telling you guys for months that I love that NordVPN has chosen to sponsor the GCP because I use NordVPN regularly to save money on my flights and hotels. And because of the flexibility it gives me to watch sports and stuff and movies that aren't available in my region. But the backbone of the app for me is the comfort that it gives me when it comes to cybersecurity. Literally 2-3 times a week, I feel like these days, I see or I hear evidence of phishing emails and texts attacking friends or coworkers. And it's so frustrating for me that I have to spend time on our company's servers identifying and blocking these kind of threats from spreading to other GCN employees who may not even realize they're being attacked. I'm hypersensitive to all of this because I've experienced how frustrating and honestly upsetting identity theft can be. NordVPN acts like a personal cybersecurity guard for me, for my devices. With one click, I basically disappear into the virtual shadows, and I just become a much more difficult mark for these cyber criminals to target. And that, to me, makes all the difference. With the NordVPN threat protection feature, I am not only protected from phishing sites, but from viruses and malicious malware as well. I'd honestly use NordVPN only for the cybersecurity. It is amazing that it also can save me money and that I can watch some overseas sports. It's just an awesome benefit to an already phenomenal product. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/GCP. Our link will give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. And you'll help support your best good buddy pals at the GCP. The link is in the episode description box.
Well, we've started in the pisser. That's another expression.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And now we're going to go into the opposite of the pisser, because this is going to be a humdinger. Kate, I'd like you to give a summary of last episode.
I thought you were going to ask.
Oh, okay.
A
Hold
definition
on.
Of humdinger.
Totally,
yeah.
I can totally do this. I'm just getting my notes.
Your copious notes.
So we're in this like colorless place. Is it the Thin Lands?
It's like muted. It's not even colorless so much as like everything's muted.
Yeah, it's not black and white, but it's dull and the ground's moving a bit and the mountains are like far away, but it's like never ending story vibes where like the mountains crumble and it's like trees immediately grow. And we see like a giant tree stump far away. Mm-hmm. Very, very big, and it beckons us.
That's right.
Talitha, you knew that we were in Nighthold, which was fun, interesting fact.
She's smart.
traits, the stump was a few hours away from the path. We tried to like walk off the path that would bring us back. That was wild. Once we got to the stump, there were like thorn trees very thick around the base, and then the stump was broken at the top at a strange angle. And there's like an ornate wooden door, like kind of further away from us with a small paper lamp. So, of course, we're going to walk up to it and we see a creature. It's a skeletal owl, but also simian. And the eyes are like two black shadow pools. It's a type of Gorga. I forget what kind.
Temiger? No, that's right.
Yeah. Oculi Gorga.
The dog ones, the hounds were Temiger Gorgas, and this was an Oculi Gorga.
And as we fight, the thorns would keep like pulling us in as we try to move, which sucked.
It was like the Gorga had this aura that disoriented you. Their whole jam is like messing with your senses, so you feel like you're getting lost in the dark. This whole realm has sort of a nightmare feel, and that's its jam, is like that playing upon the fear of getting lost in the dark. So you'd think you were moving one way, and all of a sudden you'd find yourself moving into the thorns, and it was causing significant damage to, especially I think it was Asta and Talitha were getting the real brunt end of it.
Mm-hmm. But Asta ended up killing it.
Yep.
Which was cool.
Unfortunate, I think I didn't get to call it a sticky wicket. Because it is a textbook sticky wicket.
More of a thorny wicket, but sure.
Thorn sticky.
But yeah, we haphazardly, is that my using that word right? We just kind of go and open the door, which is always a good word.
Recklessly?
For us. Recklessly.
Incautiously?
Heedlessly?
Heedlessly.
Nice.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Stupidly?
We
pissily
made a choice and we just opened the door and I hate these notes. There are fist sized holes in the wall.
Yeah.
Glowworms on the ceiling. A wooden creepy statue that has holes in it that are filled with humanoid teeth. And then suddenly, tiny winged creatures come out from the holes in the wall, swarm around us, and they have pliers in their hands.
Pliers.
Come on.
To pull your teeth out.
Yeah, I thought you used the wrong word at first. I was like, I don't think Troy knows what pliers are.
Could possibly be that.
And then when I started putting together what was happening, I was like, ah!
Yeah, this is awful.
That's horrible.
Why do you hate those notes? Those were great notes.
Because I think about the holes matter. With the teeth in them and then the bugs with the pliers.
Is what they look like.
Oh!
They're like the tooth fairy things from Hellboy.
Oh,
yeah, they're very, I mean, what else could you call them except tooth fairies?
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to tell my kids tooth is the demons? Tooth fairy.
In fact, let's be honest, it's a tooth fairy swarm. Roll for initiative.
Nobody likes a swarm.
No one likes a swarm. Oh, man.
This roll for initiative is brought to you by Demiplane.
Demiplane.
Norse Foundry.
I was rolling so well before we went on air, and then I just rolled like absolute dog poop. Dog piss.
Dog piss.
Pardon me, dog piss.
My roll
has boiled my piss.
Oh, man, I'm right there with you.
Yes, thank you, Joe. I forgot to mention our amazing sponsors, Demiplane Foundry VTT, and of course, Norse Foundry. For all your random number generating needs, what random numbers did you generate, Buggles?
19.
19 for old Bugs. Brother Ramius.
12. 12. Sorry. I had a hard time getting that one out.
I know we've been playing this game. I know we've been playing this game for a long time, and maybe this is something you already know, so forgive me, but the object is to roll high.
Yes. That's the goal, Matthew.
You're playing incorrectly.
You're playing incorrectly.
Talitha, what'd you get?
You want to go earlier in the round.
Yes.
Yes.
19 as well.
19 as well.
Must be nice.
Inwell. Remember Inwell? Zephyr?
That's an adjusted 6.
Whoa. Remember, it can always get worse. Worst? Worst? It can always get liverwurst.
It can't get much worse.
It can't get much worse. Asta.
Solid 9.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
That is real bad.
What did you roll, Troy?
25.
Oh, no.
I do
have
it all.
Have you rolled a low initiative in Gatewalkers to your memory?
I have. I mean, I let the, I use the online roller on Foundry VTT.
Really?
Yeah. It saves a lot of time.
So the online roller prefers the monsters, is yes. what I'm hearing.
Unless it rolls low, and then I roll by hand, and I just keep rolling until I get something
double
above
digits.
17.
So you get the number that you want.
Then I update.
Something above 17.
Right. Then I add the modifier, and it's usually in the 30s.
You didn't know that's
how that works. Not always.
But yeah, low one today, 25.
Yeah, low 25. But no, it saves me a lot of time to just do it that way. All right, so here's what's going to happen. The Tooth Fairy Swarm. You know, one thing we didn't mention or forgot to mention that the statue is this, like, ominous statue with, like, didn't I say it had, like, a tiger sort of pattern on its skin? And you were wondering, like, is this Kanipo? And it had all these holes in it with these teeth. All right, so I am going to move 20 feet. And I want to move in such a way that I swarm over multiple of you, and so that...
No, I see that way, and it includes Brother Ramius.
It's just funny, shh. Where you guys are standing makes it a little bit tricky.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, never mind. Yeah, you could totally get Talitha and Zephyr.
Yeah, I don't think I can get more than one of you.
What?
Let me see.
Oh, based on your movement speed.
Yeah,
I see. But don't you not have to take an action?
Right, but I have to move to get on you, and then I need you to roll a save.
Right, but can't you just double move and get more people? And
he wants to swarm.
It's not an action.
Why are you helping him?
He wants to swarm on you.
All right, you're right. I'm sorry.
Let him have a bad turn.
Yeah.
Bad call by you, Troy.
No, we can give him
the thumbs down later.
I have enough actions, Joe. Thank you. That's a really good point. I'm going to move a little further.
Man, that is hard when you've... Oh, man, that was 4 thumbs down from 3 people.
Okay, yeah.
Brutal.
I am going to double move so that I can be on both Ramius and Talitha. Now, do either of you have an attack of opportunity?
No. Talitha does not.
Okay. I was just going to move
after this. I have a prayer of opportunity.
Both of you give me a basic reflex save.
You know what? Brother Ramius just crushes reflex. This is going to be big. This is going to be big, Norse Foundry!
What'd you get, happy boy?
22.
22. All right, you're going to take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
That ain't nothing.
They're like pinching your fingers, your nose, your ears. Just like grabbing it at you with these pliers, like kind of pinching at you, but they're trying to get at your mouth.
That is so terrifying.
Swatting them away. What did you get?
12.
12. All right, so you're going to take 8 points of damage.
Man.
Same thing. They're like trying to grab at your face, and you're just swatting them away, and they're pinching you, and it hurts.
I'm just going to imitate my daughter when we try to brush her teeth, which is just as go.
Yeah, just close up shop.
It's like, we do this twice a day, every day. It is Buggles' turn. Oh, unless Talitha would like to go, you guys decide.
Buggles, you go first.
I'll go first. So I am going to enact the errata feature for the psychic class.
Nice.
I'm going to start using the errata, the changed psychic cantrips for my class.
How erotic.
It is highly
erotic.
Erotic. So erotic. The first thing, So it's a couple of things change a little bit, and it is. I've been excited about this because, as I've mentioned, I've been watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and one of the spells is definitely inspired by Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, because the Produce Flame cantrip that I had is now changed to a cantrip called Ignition. And if I read the description here, it says, you snap your fingers and point at a target, which begins to smolder.
Yes, let's go.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
Which is Roy Mustang from, yeah. So his powers are morphing a little bit. They're evolving. And so he looks at this crowd of this flock of these awful creatures, and he just like snaps his fingers, and poof, there's an explosion of flame. That is an 18 to hit.
18 to hit hits.
Okay.
All right.
And is this area damage or splash damage?
That's a good question. I don't. This is it's against a target, so.
Okay. But it doesn't have the...
But there's no...
All right, so it's against the target.
It would have splash damage if I had my psyche activated, which I can't yet. I could amp it, but...
Okay, great.
Okay. Ooh. That is 6 points of damage.
6 points of what kind of damage?
Fire damage.
Fire damage. Okay, great. All right, so...
And then I'm going to raise
you see a couple of them who just shrivel up and fall and hit the ground.
Nice.
Just, like, sizzling. But there's still, like...
Little screams.
Hundreds of them. All right, it is now Talitha's turn.
Okay, it's a storm, so I can just...
a couple hundred to go.
Here's three of them with a rapier.
The reason I was confused when you said that, my mind went to a couple hundred teeth to go. to extract from all of us. Talitha's just going to step out of the swarm.
Okay, and just so you know, you don't have to do that to attack them. If you don't want to. They share your space, you can attack them. But you don't know what kind of powers they have to do.
I want to move. I want to decide to come after me.
And
it will pull it off. If it's going to come after me, it can only be on me and not Brother Ramius.
Right, space it out so they can't take you and Zephyr or you and Ramius.
Yes, so I'm going to devise a stratagem and not attack, but I will use that opportunity to do my known weakness. So I'll get a free recall knowledge.
So when you decide not to attack, you're like... You're like looking at it and you think, oh, I can't. There's no
there isn't
I
an
don't,
opening.
I don't see
yeah.
a strategy.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't have a good one. And then I rolled my known weakness, recall knowledge, and rolled a natural one.
Are these giraffes doing? giraffes!
I could spend my final action to just roll another recall knowledge, right?
You stepped, you devised a stratagem, and you... Oh, that's a free action. It's a free part action. Of the device. Okay.
But there's no reason I can't try again.
Is something
we you can't.
Talked about. Yeah, like once you recall knowledge, that represents all the knowledge you know.
But that's how it was in 1E when it didn't cost an action. Now it's like, I mean, there's a trade-off of your spending an action to do it.
And we discussed this on the
phone. The thing is like, you don't, when you're thinking about stuff you remember... You don't instantly remember everything that you know about a certain subject. Sometimes it takes you some time to recall stuff. So I think it should. I think if you're spending the action, you should be able to make another attempt.
Yeah, and I think that's the argument that we talked about on Cannon Fodder, is that people have spoken about that.
Well, really, I think the main argument is more checks should be allowed if something is materially changed. Like if you have access to more information, like a library. Or if it's not this swarm, it's a different swarm that kind of is like it, right? Like unique checks against a creature versus all tooth fairies, right? Like that kind of concept.
Here we go. Additional knowledge. Sometimes a character might want to follow up on a check to recall knowledge, rolling another check to discover more information. After a success, further uses of recall knowledge can yield more information, but you should adjust the difficulty to be higher for each attempt. Once a character has attempted an incredibly hard check or failed a check, further attempts are fruitless. The character has recalled everything they know about the subject. So I'm not going to do that.
Right. But I agree with what Skid's saying. It's like, well, you still got to pay. You could pay the action. That's the trade-off. But I think there's a reason.
Yeah, I think
the intention.
Once, but if you like fail initially, then it's like
maybe
you might just not know anything.
Yeah, I think that the die roll represents that you don't know this. You would need to research it somewhere else to know more about it.
I mean, with the flexibility of what knowledge you can roll in 2E2, I think I can make the case. Well, all right, well, now I'm going to like comb through my knowledge of occultism.
Yeah.
But instead, I'll just do a straight ahead attack action with my rapier, which is the worst.
I don't think you can do that.
I believe you
have to use the roll for a strike. Like, for your next strike, if you devise a stratagem. just double check me on it.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, I will instead. You know what? I'll just
walk back into the swarm.
I'll walk back into the swarm.
You know what? Just make it easier on him.
You have the action.
So no, I'll, you're
stay,
not afraid.
I'll stay where I am, and Talitha is going to Talitha is going to sheath her rapier.
Ah,
interesting.
Here come the fists.
I'm giving up.
You put your hands up
and opening your mouth. Take them. Go to town,
Brother Ramius. You are up.
Meta question:
mm-hmm.
Double move and then an action to do what they did to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. Okay. You know what? I'm going to spend the recall knowledge. So I'm going to, with these things swarming down on me, I'm going to try to see, like, as they were coming at me, what I can learn about what they are, what they do, or if I've ever read anything about them.
All right, so it's going to be nature, unless you have some sort of other applicable lore you want to pitch me.
No, nature works for me. I will roll a nature. Here we go. Boop, boop, doo. That is a 19.
Okay. This is indeed a tooth fairy swarm. Mm-hmm. You know you're in the place of nightmares. It's a place that has been constructed, not completely, but by, like, people's dreams. And if you are in Kanipo the Slim's lair, and he's been tormenting children, like, what are they afraid of? That becomes part of this
getting
world.
Their teeth pulled.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Also, think about how often in your life, at least for me, plenty of times, you have the teeth falling out. Dream. Mm-hmm. I've had teeth falling out dreams multiple times.
Yep.
Classic yep. stress dream.
It's a classic stress
sexual
dream.
Sexual frustration.
Really?
What Freud would say.
So
I have teeth falling out dreams
of flying. That's sexual frustration, according to Freud.
It's right. A very dream, nightmare kind of thing.
All right, I can tell you one thing. Do you want to know? What do you want? Do you want to know? Oh, man. They're both good. They're both good. That I could tell you.
Option A. Take option A.
Here's what I'm going to tell you based on where you are right now. You do not want to finish your turn in their space.
Well, that is a good thing to know, and that changes my John Jamsky.
Yep.
All right. Don't laugh at me.
You said John Jamsky. That's
if
hilarious.
You want us to take you seriously.
As an artist and performer. All right. I will move out of there then. Okay. He knows he wants to duck out. Okay?
Okay.
Then, let's see. All right, I'll duck out of there toward the back of the room. He puts his back up against the wall. He's looking through the swarm at, let's see, at Zephyr.
Yeah.
Zephyr's on the other side of the swarm.
It's a cool moment. There's just all these things flying, and you see Zephyr.
And he's just going to say, there's a clump of them there near the top. And he'll do an aid for Zephyr with a perception to see if he can help her attack, if she's going to attack.
All right, so you're going to try and help Zephyr. Meanwhile, it's Asta's turn. Asta, you are on the west side of the room here, about 15 feet away from the swarm all by yourself.
Oh, and he'll also share, don't end your turn in the swarm.
Don't end your turn.
Which sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But don't stand in the swarm for more than a second.
But Asta understands, because we've been working together for so long now.
Would you have considered staying in there to not have to use the action?
Yeah, I was going to cast a spell that took two actions, and I was using the recall knowledge to see if that spell would be useless or not, kind of get a sense. And I, with that, I was like, well, now I got to get out of here. So
I pretended to help Matthew by letting him know you don't have to leave the swarm, hoping that you would stay in the swarm. So it seemed like it would have worked.
You son of
also,
a bitch.
is that really useful information, or could you tell me what happens when you stay in the swarm?
They have the ability to pry your teeth out.
Okay, so if you're there when you start,
if you start their turn, yeah,
gotcha. Okay,
yeah, because it takes multiple actions,
yeah,
and they don't have the action economy if they have to move as well.
Makes sense. Okay, cool.
All right. So Asta has her katana out because she was traveling with it, but now I'm doing that classic thing with my new mage's class that I'm constantly learning and trying to do the right thing in battle. I'm doing that thing where if I move up to do a spell strike, do they have an attack of opportunity? Joe is vehemently shaking.
I guarantee you they don't.
I will bet all of the $10 bills in my pocket which I think is one.
Oh, very
well. Don't tell me that. I thought maybe you had more.
And also, you're moving up. So if you precast the spell and move, can't you precast, move, and attack?
Because no, both spell of them. Strike
no, because
is,
the spell strike is combined with the melee attack.
It's an action.
Okay. So if I'm thrusting my katana, I have to be where you are.
Okay, and we're also sure that spell strike doesn't have a sort of thing that says doesn't provoke.
It
right?
provokes.
It provokes. Yes. It's okay. A manipulate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure because it's been a while since we played.
Yes.
No, but that's
you
why
saw
I'm...
both of them walk out of the swarm and it didn't provoke. But yeah. Maybe it was waiting.
Way
for
back, door. Way back in a cannon fodder, Professor Eric pointed this out and basically said how neatly Zephyr's stunning fist synergizes with the Magus's spell strike because of the stunning capability, which would stop the ability to do an AOO, and then you can deliver.
That would be
only
dope.
I went first.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? The dice. The dice.
It's only against creatures that have them anyway. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
Change because we're used to first edition. It did not provoke, but that was in first edition because
everyone
had
provoked, right.
Right, right. Everyone had attacks of opportunity. So it's like, but now it's just like it's more rare. So
right.
I would be shocked if a swarm had an attack.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
And you just saw your two friends walk out of it, so maybe it's super yeah. smart and knows that it wants to get you. But
I think yeah, she's been surveying.
That would be a smart swarm.
She's been surveying and she saw that you guys were able to exit, so she's just going to go for it. And she yeah has her katana out and Naruto runs towards it and then just. Ing! Swings it upward, and I'm gonna move up and cast that spell.
And nothing happens. Ah!
Matthew owes me $100.
I don't think that's how it
That's what he said.
He had 10 tens.
You had 10 tens in your pocket?
Wallet.
But I won the bet.
And he owes me.
Very inefficient way to carry $100.
All right, so let me.
They're rolled up.
Oh, okay.
They're rolled up.
That can be impressive.
Fat right. wads.
So I'm casting Gouging Claw.
Ooh.
Let me make my attack with my katana.
Okay.
Hold on, I got to calculate. Hold on.
You got a calculator. Nice.
Not turning on.
It's not turning on.
it's solar power.
It's not turning on.
Have you ever taken it out of doors?
Okay, hold on.
I just turned it on. Very easy. 16.
I can't even work a calculator.
16 to hit. I didn't even need to type it in.
Miss.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Do you lose the spell? Oh, it's a cantrip.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just, yeah, I miss, so everything misses. And that's my full action. Just a big old whing. But there's so many of them. It's yeah. just like.
Also, Gouging Claw targets one creature. It's in the thing of the spell. So I would think that in this instance.
Yes, you can target a swarm as a single creature.
You can, okay.
But then it should have, like, resistances
also,
to that. That
also,
like,
I should say...
It might say it's immune to single target
yeah,
things
yeah, yeah.
or whatever.
I should say, almost always, and there might be a situation where it's not true, but almost always, spell strike, I can only target one creature no matter what the spell is because it's combined with my melee attack.
For sure, for sure. I just wonder, so you think a swarm is considered one creature?
For the purposes of attacking, but swarms typically have traits that say you do half damage or... you do no damage unless it's magical or
yeah,
so, you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? They usually
yeah,
I have
stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, but that missed either way.
But it missed, yeah. And that's the end of my turn.
I mean, Skids was targeted, right? I mean, Ignition is not an AoE, right? That is
no.
a, targeted
yeah, a targeted
spell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so nothing worked?
Yes. For the last time, I missed.
Okay. All right. Skidamarinky, do. It is finally Zephyr's turn.
Okay.
All right.
That was a really nice juke.
That was some Barry Sanders misdirection there.
You guys are so silly. So I had my bow out outside. Do I have my bow out in here?
Did you say you put it away? I
don't know.
There's no reason to think you would walk into a room.
It's not like it's rude to have your bow out inside.
No. But
it's like, why do you have that umbrella open?
Like, what
put it away.
This is a classic instinct burning wheel thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
I'm inside.
Does she have to say every time that when she's walking indoors, she doesn't have?
Or that I see that there's not a lot of range in here.
I
would put it away.
I thought you said you put it away, but maybe I'm misremembering.
Or you want to put the bow?
I don't
want
to have it out
because
it's not useful in tight spaces like this. Because to be a monastic archer stance,
you could drop it
30 feet.
Okay. I just see this image every time you walk into, like, a, you know, a room that's relatively small.
Yeah, that I put it away.
Hook it
I
on
feel like
back.
I should be able to just put it away.
You think having opened the door and looked in with no immediate threats and a small space, you put the bow.
Even if there were threats, the small space, let's yes. just, we did this in the gnome compound.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Just
cool. So this
we should remember this.
Oh, for when they fly up 40 feet in the air.
Troy will remember.
How tall
this.
Is the room?
I don't
190.
Oh, 100. It's a temple. No, the ceiling is not that high. 10 feet.
Okay. Single room.
Yeah, 190 I feel
feet.
Like I would have put it away when I walked
strange
in.
Strange.
12 feet high. The room's the ceiling is 12 feet high.
But
this should be like a burning wheel thing. So now we should remember, like, mm-hmm. when she walks into an enclosed space like this, she will habitually put her.
I feel like last episode I did say what I did, but I don't remember what that was. And I should write it down in my notes.
Okay, but I'm fine with that, as long as you can sleep with yourself tonight.
Oh, how do you sleep with yourself?
I don't know.
I think you were combining
age-old questions.
Age-old questions.
Live with yourself.
Live with yourself and sleep at night.
Sleep
at night. Right. Anyway.
How do you sleep with yourself?
Why don't you go sleep with yourself?
How do you sleep with yourself?
Get a room for
I begin
yourself.
With a gentle hug.
Well...
what do you do?
Flurry of blows with my hands.
Okay, punch them, which Ferris.
It's weird to do
without
my bow.
Oh, wait, let me try to roll that aid.
Right.
There was that little clump that maybe you could target.
And what skill are you rolling?
Perception. To just point it out. So I got a 23.
Okay, good.
That's a plus one. Sick. All right, cool. So that's plus 9. Ooh, math. 25 for the first hit.
Hit.
That's a hit. And
punch the shit out of that
damage
tooth fairy.
For that one is 1d6. Now my bow is more damage than my fist. 6 points of damage.
Nice. And that's bludgeoning damage, right?
Yes. And roll a fortitude save.
Ooh.
Please, because I hit you.
Okay, that is going to be...
I mean, it's very possible that they're immune to stun. I would keep an eye on that.
11.
Fail. So...
Okay, what are the traits of Stunning Fist?
Stunning Fist. It does have
I'll
the
show
incapacitate
you the trait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's 5 traits.
Does it have the mental trait?
Mental?
Yeah.
Let me actually...
It was a fortitude save. Interesting.
Yeah.
I only see the monk trait.
Yeah.
Honestly, it has an incapacitation effect.
Yep. Okay. This is tricky, huh?
I mean, it could be, like, story-wise, like, I hit a group of them and just, like, a shockwave maybe stuns
all of them.
With their ability to fly together.
I like that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're all...
They all freeze.
They lose cohesion because of the force of her blow.
Yeah.
What is the result of this? I'm just trying to rectify it based on...
You would be stunned one.
Okay. And, What does stun do again?
Ooh.
You become senseless. You can't take
actions, and at the start of your turn, you lose an amount of actions equal to your stunned value.
Ooh. Dope.
Cool.
So it basically removes your reaction, and then their next round, they would only have 2 actions they could use.
So weird that you could stun them with a punch.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
But by the book, it looks right.
That is what the monk does.
But there's 100 of them flying.
Yeah, but
there's no way you hit all of them.
But if she just drives her fist into the swarm and they're all like...
Disrupts the swarm in a way.
It has this ability known as swarm mind. The monster doesn't have a single mind because it's typically a swarm of smaller creatures, and it's immune to mental effects that only target a specific number of creatures. I'm trying to figure out if Stunning Fist is considered a mental effect, because then it would be immune to that.
No.
It doesn't have the mental effect.
I looked up swarm traits here, and it does say that swarms are immune to grappled, prone, and restrained.
It doesn't say stunned.
But it doesn't say stunned.
All right, so I'm going to say that works. Yeah, maybe because it has a swarm mind, stunning one of them stuns all of them.
I don't think she's just like punching one of them in
the
mouth.
Sure.
I think she's just like
punching
catching a bunch of
them. It disrupts them.
That any of our other attacks would
do. They all fly into each other. Like
I couldn't mind thrust a swarm because there's so many mines, but she could thrust, she's like drive a hammer into the middle of them.
Thrust.
All right, so my stunned one.
Yes.
Caitlin.
Yes.
Go on.
Is that okay? Is that something you guys can say?
Yeah. Fist thrust.
I can barely say it. Fist thrust.
Without laughing, like a schoolgirl. Can you roll the other hit? You haven't.
Yes, I have one more hit. Ooh, so that's a 19 to hit.
19 to hit, also a hit.
Let's go.
Oh, 1 point of damage on that one.
Okay, you notice that does no damage. It just hits them, and they seem to bounce back from that.
Hold on a second. Flurry of blows. Are they 2 separate blows?
No, it's one
or
action.
Or do they combine for the purposes of resistance?
Oh, the damage? Good question.
Yeah, do you roll
the for the...
I think they're two separate.
Do you want my calculator?
Damage.
If both hit the same creature, combine
their
damage
for the purposes.
Oh, there you go.
Brian.
So, okay.
You know what? Bottle cap for O'Brien.
Yeah! Helps the team. And
sweet.
And hurts
sometimes
the team.
Sometimes he helps us.
Occasionally, he's helpful. All right, so that does.
Hey, isn't that your time for cast character?
Yeah, that's Margo.
Yeah, that's Margo.
You got a Margo.
I got a Margo. All right, so good. Good round there. You're still going. You're
first
still cooking.
Action, yep. Flurry of blows. And now I want to do some recall knowledge on, like, I feel like weaknesses.
We knew there was one other piece of information that was quote-unquote
yeah, or
juicy.
That juicy. Whatever that information
give
is.
Give me a natural.
That is juicy.
And not a stabling lore roll.
Listen, the adventure path, like, gave me that, so I'm like, it must be useful somewhere. Ooh, natural 20.
Oh!
24 total.
All right,
what is it?
This is a real good one. This is a thing that like...
Encounter breaker?
It's character killer.
Oh.
It has ability known as plaque burst.
No.
When this swarm is killed, something happens that causes a explosion.
Death throes?
Yeah, kind of like a death throes-y type thing. Basically everyone is going to have to try and save against this.
So like...
Keep your distance!
And it's a nat 20. I'll tell you right now, it's a fortitude save. To determine what happens.
So something about when I punched that and stunned them, maybe I like realized that somehow, and I tell everyone that like just something bad's gonna happen if we destroy the swarm. We need to make sure we're away from it. If we can manage that, and
with a natural 20, does she know the radius of the effect?
That's fair. That's fair.
Probably gotta be the whole room, I would think.
Yeah, based on the size of this room, it'd be very hard to avoid it.
Stay close to the walls when you're not actively fighting them. And I'm going to take my own advice and move 25 feet away. Now, as my third action.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Let's get nasty. Top of round two.
Nasty to the T.
Top of round two coming right after this quick break.
Pathfinder Lore Masters has sponsored this week's episode of the GCP and Naish. I am out of my mind excited to tell you guys about Pathfinder Lore Masters. It is a mobile Pathfinder trivia game. That's right. It's available on the Apple Store and Google Play. And I have been using it now for weeks and weeks, ever since I met the creators. And by the way, they are incredibly cool. And I really, really hope that you guys can support them. They've made this incredible trivia game that not only quizzes you on Pathfinder lore, but also on rules and mechanics as well. It has over 10,000 questions spanning multiple question packs, including the remaster, which I'm deep into now. I'm using it to help understand all of the changes. It has Rage of Elements. It has a Kingmaker Adventure question pack. It has a Pathfinder Spells pack, just to brush up your knowledge on spells. And they do it all, the creators, because they're geniuses, they do all this trivia in like an adventure mode. Basically, every wrong answer damages your HP proportional to the difficulty of the question, and every right answer heals you like an elixir. And you need to balance your choices of categories between risky ones for you, or you could fall back on more rock solid subjects when you need like a healing potion. It is a freaking blast. And more importantly, it's getting me reps with the system and the world that I otherwise only get when my friends get together and play. You can play it solo, or you can challenge your friends, and your friends don't even need to own the pack. If you own it and invite them to challenge, they can play it too. There are daily leaderboards. There are daily public game challenges, which are so awesome. I've been obsessed with this app for a few weeks, and if you go and check them out, you'll be helping us out. And more importantly, you'll be supporting some really cool fellow gamers who want to share their passion for gaming and for Pathfinder with the world. So become a lore master immediately by downloading the app on the Apple Store or Google Play. You can get more info at loremasters.com.
All right. Round two. I could have gotten another action off last term. I forgot I can fly. further than I thought I could. So,
ah,
no one is under me right now, and you guys have spread out pretty juicily. However, I think I can still fly. No, I can't. I have to fucking fly across.
We are so good at Pathfinder.
All right. That's what they say about us on the internet.
Yeah. Yes,
that's right.
Word on the internet is.
All right, I'm just going to fly on top of Brother
Ramos. Come on with this.
Give me a... you got lucky with that first one. Give me a reflex save.
Come on, I'm going back to that Norse well. Come on, dude. Come on. How about 27 this time? How about 27? What is going on with Brother Ramius? He's all like, wah, wah, wah.
Plaque-filled teeth in there.
I think he is so scared at having a tooth pulled that it's just inhuman how quickly he's moving.
Maybe you're just scared of the dentist and you have horrible teeth and they're like,
Brother Ramius has a beautiful set of natural teeth.
2 points of bludgeoning damage. But then give me another reflex save. They're still picking in front of you. So you're just standing in this swarm trying to bat them away from your mouth.
Oh, come on. This is really... You're really pushing it now. Now you're pushing it. Here it goes. That's a natural two.
Total.
Total is an 8.
You take 18 points.
Oh, my God.
Of bludgeoning damage, and you're sickened one.
I am down.
Oh,
the healer, if you're following along at home, is down, which means that he'll be ending his turn
on that last
in
one.
The swarm! Oh, my God. I told you to stop smoking. Those teeth are loose.
I had exactly 18 hit points.
Oh my God.
No.
Amazing. So, Ramius goes down. Let me just move my little swarm.
Is that your total hit points,
here.
Or were you down when we started at all?
Damn it.
You got hit once.
Okay.
Damn it. I was thinking about using that bottle cap, and I was like, I got to save it for the death throes, and then there we go.
All right, let me put the old dying condition on you. This is... Wow, it's amazing.
Wait, this is dying too?
Because
that was a critical fail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait. It was a critical fail?
It was an 8.
It was an 8. Was it a critical fail? You said 18 points of damage.
Wait. Yes. Yes, it is.
It was?
Fail. It's because
it was 36 points of damage.
You add 10 to that. No, it was...
Oh, he gave you the critical.
I gave you the critical. That's 18 points.
So, yeah, you knew it was critical.
Yeah. I just want to make sure because this is like... This is real, real bad. You went down in the swarm. Now, you will move in initiative order to the top of the next round, basically.
Uh-huh.
But...
Shit.
Wow, this is...
Well, we have a few minutes to kill it so you don't end your turn there.
No, but it's going to explode.
Well, yeah, we can't do anything about that.
Oh, yeah. We need to lure it away.
I don't even know how we're going to do that.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Wow. Tooth Fairy Swarm. Thankfully, that is all the actions it has left. It is now Buggles' turn. You guys see Ramius go in there, it pinches, and then it really, like, it gets you right in the mouth, and blood comes out of Ramius's mouth as he hits the ground.
And he has one less tooth right in the front.
Well, it's just loose.
Come on.
Just.
Come on. Give us a break.
Oh, man. It is.
Dying two isn't enough
now
for you.
Yes, I talk like this.
You have a list for the rest of the episode.
I can't.
Brother Ramius.
I'm Brother Ramius.
So mean.
Oh, my God.
He's
I feel
dying.
Like I'm in middle school.
I'm Brother Ramius.
I feel like I just came into school with braces for the first day.
Yeah. I got picked up and by a pack of tooth fairy.
Your dad lost his job the day before.
And his parents, they're getting a divorce.
And everyone's making fun of you.
And everyone knows that they're going to get a divorce.
Making fun of my sneakers because they're not Jordans.
Yeah,
they're Mordens.
You got Mordens.
Mordens by McGregor.
Gary Mordens.
You've got a pair of Morgans. Mordens.
What are those Gordons?
All right, this is real. This went from like, got this sandwich.
Yeah. We literally were just like, we're so good at this.
And now it's Buggles' turn. All of your turns, Buggles, Talitha, Asta, and Zephyr, the single most important turns you've had in this game thus far. No pressure.
Man. Okay. So Buggles, his psyche is unleashed. This blizzard forms around him. His eyes turn blue. And before, like, this entity within him immediately wants to destroy the swarm, but he fights it off for a second to restore the mind first. He reaches out to Ramius and he does some healing for him at range.
Amazing.
That is 6 hit points back.
Holy shit. Oh. So he's at 6 hit points awake and wounded 1.
Wounded 2. Wounded 1. I'm sorry. Yes, we
wounded
already
1. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Huge. And he gets to go before the creature.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
That saves me from what I was going to do, which is going to walk over there and try to drag you
that's
out.
That's what I was going to do. I was like,
oh, awesome.
I imagine I was going to throw athletics at a -1 to
drag
your books away.
Yeah, for real.
So heavy.
So many books.
Oh, my God.
So Buggles.
The books were a bad choice.
So Buggles is fighting off this thing to do, like, because he knows, like, what will happen, like, when this thing is. So he's like, if this is the killing blow, like, this it would be the end of Brother Ramius. So he's just like, no, ugh! And you feel him come into your mind and just heal your wounds.
Amazing.
All right, and then he is going to snap his fingers again, but instead of this time, it's this, like, contracting mass of cold that, like, zoom, like, snaps shut around it. That's good. That is a 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay. Nice.
And that is... Oh, and I'm amping this.
Juice it up, dude.
Yep. So... fuck. All right, so that's 3 points of cold damage.
Okay, and is that targeted area or splash?
It is splash. So, well, the 1 point of it is splash.
All right, but it's 3, and there is splash damage involved.
Yes.
All right, so you see that does extra damage to
right.
it.
Right, I figured.
Splash. So, a bunch of them
that
fall.
That damages Brother Ramius.
Yeah, right? that damages you, too.
1 point.
1 point.
And he falls, dying.
And he dies.
So imagine some of them just, like, turn into icicles, hit the floor, and just shatter into a million pieces. Hell of a round there. That was a character saver. You know, I need to be a little more liberal with these caps, so I'll give Buggles a cap.
Hey! Yeah! Saved my life so far. That's if we can live through this encounter.
Whoever did the saving action was going to get in. That was it. Although you're not out of the woods yet, especially where you're wounded 1. Talitha, you're up.
Okay, here's what Talitha would like to do.
I'll allow it.
She's going to draw her umbrella.
Very generous.
Thanks, Trim. She's going to draw her umbrella, and she's going to do a Dr. Henry Jones Sr. move. And just kind of like open, close, and run through the swarm to aid Asta.
Wow.
So I'm going to double move through the swarm. Yeah, exactly.
Like a distraction there.
And
okay.
Just kind of disrupt the swarm. And they're already stunned. Oh, they were stunned. Did you take 3 actions against Brother Ramius?
No. Oh, you...
I totally forgot.
Oh, crap. I completely forgot as well. Yeah, there was an extra actione in there.
It's fine. Just let it go. It's an honest mistake.
Was it honest? I don't know about that.
He's a little distant.
Was it honest? Look at his face. He's like,
no, it was honest.
You remembered they were stunned?
No.
And decided to deceive us?
But it's insane that we all remembered it.
Roll a deception check.
I think the only fair thing to do if we're going to accept that this is the reality now is that we all should get a bottle cap.
Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to make them stunned next turn so that you actually have
a round of them.
Because they would no longer be stunned. But there's just no way to go back.
Yeah, we can't go back.
I'm going to run through them, open and close, just disrupt the swarm.
Okay.
And then I'll end up on the other side of the room next to kind of down here in the back corner. And I'm going to aid Asta.
Okay.
So her turn, I'll...
All right, so now that you used a move action.
2 move actions.
2 move actions, and then your third action is the aid. It's going to happen as your reaction. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Setting up the aid.
Perfect. Well, it's Asta's turn. Asta, you're right next to this thing.
Yeah, I'm... okay, how are they looking after having this information from Zephyr? Like, if I take a strike, am I going to make them explode?
You feel like you could finish this fight right here.
They're near death.
I know.
I could try to pull Brother Ramius away if you let me go first.
You know what? I could delay until Brother Ramius just gets up and walks out of the swarm.
Then they go. Oh, yeah.
No, and then jump back in. Yeah.
You could.
So you know what? I'll delay. I think she's waiting.
That's cool.
She's using the confusion of the umbrella and stuff. And
you see him slowly picking his head up, and there's blood coming from his mouth, and he's just getting his hands under him, and he's about to get up.
You see her wide vulpine eyes with the red eyeliner under it, and she's just looking at you, waiting for you to move so she can attack.
So it would be you, Zephyr, Brother Amius.
Yep. So I'm going to delay.
Okay.
Okay. And delay is an action. It uses one of your actions.
No.
No. Delay's free.
Readying an action.
It's ready.
Okay. I'm just looking at delay. I thought this. Oh, free action. It's free action. That's what it is. All right. So delay is a free action, but you can't use reactions until you re-enter the initiative order when you delay. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Interesting.
What is going to happen?
Okay. And so now it would be Zephyr's turn.
I'm going to also delay.
Wow. Oof. This is so fun.
Dramatic.
Tough. You just like when people delay.
I like when people play tactically sound Pathfinder. It's just, it gets me
you
going.
You just like when the rest of the table delays just make you look bad.
I hold off and I say, Brother Amius, you need to get away.
Yeah, you just now. Like that we're not going to go down.
He looks up, blood streaming, and then he just goes, I'll delay.
I stab Brother Ramius.
Right in the back of the head.
All right, it's a little hairy here. Top of round three, though. It is your turn, Brother Ramius. You're prone.
He's going to scramble up. He's going to get up from prone. He's going to move his full complement, and he's just stumbling away past Asta, like wild-eyed, toward the back of the room where Buggles is. And just say, thank you, Buggles. I felt you. And he will... he will aid Asta. He'll just aid Asta.
Got two aids.
Final action is to aid Asta. Asta and or Zephyr, would you like to now go?
I jump in.
Are you going to try to do it?
Yeah. Okay. Heck yeah. Let's see if I can hit. Again, I'm going to do my spell strike, two action drawn.
Let me roll the aid.
Oh, yeah,
you.
Roll your aid.
So I'm just going to roll an attack action as if I attack them with the umbrella.
Okay.
Natty 19.
Oh.
All right, you'll get a plus one.
Heck yeah.
What's the total, out of curiosity?
That would be a 25.
Plus one.
Do you want to roll your aid too?
I can. I'm a dummy. I forgot he set up an aid for you.
Oh, I can't get two.
Can't stack the aids.
All right, that's cool.
Maybe you aided
Zephyr. Aid me.
Yeah, I don't want to. No, I do want to aid you, but I don't like retconning like that. It's a mistake on my part, and I should be held to it. That's
a 19 with a plus one to hit.
Plus, she's going to kill
that me. That is it.
Okay.
There you go. So, you have to move up to it, correct?
Oh, wait.
That hasn't happened yet.
You're right next to it.
Asta's right next to it.
Oh, I don't see that on my map.
You're just not within it.
Interesting.
I'm right there. All right, so I'm casting Gouging Claw again.
Okay.
Alongside it, so that's I hit, and now the damage from my katana...
Come on. Come on!
Is going to be 7.
Okay, and that's piercing damage?
Slashing, I think.
All right, 7. All right, so again, you see that doesn't all go through. It's okay. Still sticking.
Wait, isn't this all combined?
Yeah. That's my katana damage, and then my gouging claw is 1d6 plus my spellcasting modifier.
Is it like the...
I believe so. Spell strike, it's all one hit of damage, right? The blade plus the spell. Different types, but all combined together.
Let me check.
In one single
hit. I don't
hit.
Remember if it's I add both separately.
All right, I'm looking under ancillary effects for spell strike, and this seems to be the only thing. It doesn't mention, like with it does flurry of blows, that the damage is counted twice. It doesn't mention that it doesn't. But here it says the spell takes effect after the strike deals damage. So that leads me to believe that you do your strike damage, and now your spell takes effect. That spell could have damage, it could not have damage.
That's poop.
Well, it's piss.
It's
the way
it's piss on my ass is what that is.
On my ass.
That's what that interpretation can do.
It's the way my dang character works. It's all I could do. But I could still kill it.
All right, so 7 points slashing.
7 points slashing.
Plus.
And now the gouging claw, which is 1d6 piercing. Slashing or piercing. I can do either. Do they have a weakness?
They have resistance to both.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter. Here I go.
Resistance 10 slash
right.
One pierce, but he didn't tell you that difference.
That's funny. It's 7 more.
7 more damage?
Yeah.
All right, so not all of that gets
come
through.
Come on.
Do you have any more actions?
I have one more action, but then this would be with the map, so I could try to hit with my katana again.
But then you can't move if I try to hit.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, no. So let me move.
I think no matter where we are, we're going to get hit with the death row.
But if we're further away, maybe it lessens with the radius.
Would we know that? Because she
natural
rolled that
20,
natural 20. You would know right now. Buggles and Brother Ramius are out of the range. Everyone else is within range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I
think,
go?
I think it's just in range, out of range.
Can I go share a space with Buggles?
Share a space?
No.
No. You can get. Yeah.
All right. I'll just go. I'm going to move away from the swarm then, near Buggles.
Right.
So it's 20 foot radius.
Yeah. Well, I'm still in it. I can't go any further.
And it's not more intense.
By the way, from a meta standpoint, let's not overthink it here. I think everybody's going to be fine. Like, as long as nobody's currently dying.
He said it's a character killer.
He's tough because if you're already down, if you're dying.
Oh, okay.
But, like, if we're all up, like, and if Brother Amius is out of the thing, even if it did 50 hit points to you, he could heal you all right away.
That's
you know what I mean?
I'm saying there's no space in the room where you can get 20 feet away from it. Why not try for the natural 20?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you know what? I didn't move yet. I'm just going to hit it with my katana for my third attack.
Okay.
See what happens.
Let's see.
Natural 4.
It's less.
Wow. That's natural 4, the musical.
Steph, do you want to go?
Yes. Right, so Steph. I'm behind the statue. What I want to do is...
Is that
move.
Actual, like, providing cover and stuff?
The big statue.
Is it?
Is it providing cover from death throws?
You'll get a bonus to your reflex save, but yeah, it gives a bonus to its AC.
She doesn't have her bow out anyway. She's got a punch. Right.
Well, no, what I was going to do was I was going to move to the other corner of the room, take my bow out, and try to hit it from afar. I'd take a -2 penalty because of the volley of the long bow. But
you do you, Queen.
You also, like, you're going to do very little damage.
I do more damage with my longbow.
Do you?
It might take a little more from bludgeoning than slashing or piercing. We don't know 100%, but we know
it has resistance to slashing and piercing.
And it does have resistance to bludgeoning. They might all be the same, but...
Don't listen to Joe. Do what you want to do.
I think its AC is 18, I think we've established, so it's not that hard to hit. It's a swarm.
But your flurry of blows definitely can do more damage than a longbow shot.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to use it if I move and take it out.
And you probably can't move anywhere where you'd be safe anyway, so.
I say go punch the shit out of it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
All right, guys, if I die,
you're not going to die.
He's
in your head.
All of you.
I didn't say that.
Zephyr goes up to the swarm.
Kick it.
And uses 2 actions, flurry of blows, to hit.
Okay.
First attack. That is a 19 to hit. That hits.
Okay. Okay.
1d6. That's a 4.
Just roll the second attack.
Yeah, it's still up.
And because I hit,
well, this is gonna get
the
combined.
Stunning fist happens again.
It was stunned anyway.
Oh, right. It's stunned.
But if it lives for another round after this.
Got you.
We could still, so you'd need to do a fortitude save.
Okay. Fail.
Sweet. So you're going to be stunned for another round.
Okay.
This is really effective on
the swarm. It's really cool. No, you didn't.
Bottle cap.
I don't have one.
Did you nat one?
I do cool stuff all the time. And today, he's like, you know what? The economy, inflation's down, or whatever, however it works.
These are non-transferable now, right?
Yeah, we did say that.
Oh, God.
So that's a nat 1?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fan.
No, it's not.
It is.
All right. Sarah Brown from South Portland, Maine.
Whoa.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah.
South Portland more. What up?
Sarah.
What up, Sarah?
Sarah.
This one is called This Isn't Happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
There you go. Can't believe what just happened. Your embarrassment presents as the spell hideous laughter as you laugh at your mistake. You are slowed 1. And cannot take reactions for 1d4 rounds.
Does that start this round?
No.
Okay.
Not in the rules the way slowed works.
So 1d4
slowed, like if you're slowed in the middle of your turn, it does not take effect until your start of your next turn.
Okay.
So when you regain your actions, you regain 1 less action.
Cool.
So it's slowed 1.
1 fewer, sorry.
Slowed 1, you said?
Yes.
And then 1d4, 3 rounds. Cool.
You can't take reactions.
Cool. So something about hitting with my fists, it's just so embarrassing.
Made Zephyr laugh out loud maniacally at how bad that swing was.
Yeah, I'm trying to play it cool. Like,
not funny.
Not a big deal, guys. We're going to kill it. Anyway, so I miss on that one. And with my final action, I move away.
That was it.
Behind.
You moved up to it.
I moved up. Flurry of Blows is 1 action.
Oh, 1 action. Great.
And then I want to move behind, back where I was again, behind the statue.
Perfect.
Okay. It's the Tooth Fairy Swarm's turn. It's stunned. I'm going to keep that stunned, so it'll be stunned for another round because I didn't do it last time. However, I am going to come after Ramius and Buggles.
Oh, no.
Give me a Give me a save.
You guys had to kill it. You had to kill it.
Save of the reflex variety.
15.
Okay.
Did it again! 14.
14 and 15. All right, you both take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
You're still up.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
I had 5 hit points.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Woo! Wow. Let's go to work!
The range of emotions we've seen in, like, this 10 seconds.
No, for real. It's wild.
All right, so I'm going to keep stunned on just to retcon the stun that didn't happen, and now it is Buggles' turn. You see, there's just not many of them left.
I can't believe we can't kill this damn thing.
All right, Buggles is going to move into the opposite corner of the room, and he is going to, with his last action, with his Psyche Unleashed, with the power of Siaka'ak, he enacts Frostbite.
Frostbite, okay.
Although this is actually going to be a fiery version of Frostbite.
Hot ice!
A little bit of hot ice. So, yeah, so I'm going to... Okay, so it's 120 feet. And I am going to use my last amplification point to amp it. And an orb of fire closes around this thing.
This is your last amp? Is that what you just said?
My last amp. Okay, that is a 26 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Troy is so happy. Look at him. He got us! Oh.
Okay. That is 9 points of fire damage.
Okay. And it dies.
And now?
It dies, they all, like, burst into this sticky, foul-smelling white dust that covers Brother Ramius and spreads out to Asta. Both of you roll a fortitude save.
Right, just the two of us.
Oh. Okay.
Just the two of us.
Sid and I.
We're gonna die.
All right. This Norse Foundry, John, is due for a nat 20, and that's the only thing.
All in a shot.
Save Brother Ramius. Here we go. I have to call my shot because it has to be.
You have a bottle cup.
It has to be.
You have 2 bottle caps.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is you wouldn't use a bottle cap because it has to be a natural 20. It's the only roll.
Oh, I see.
Natural 2.
Use the fucking bottle cap.
Fumble.
Use the bottle cap.
Well, here's the thing. Keep in mind, it could take 100 points of damage right now. Well, that
I know, but I would go to dying 3 right away. So, like...
But then you can stabilize with the bottle cap.
Correct.
Oh.
So that's why I don't want to spend it. So I'm not going to spend it.
Okay.
I got a 17.
17. Okay. You both failed. And cool. Your total was?
Oh, sorry. My total was 6.
6. You critically failed.
Yes.
We were just joking about this before the show, how Joe will just declare failure and not issue the actual result.
Death throws type abilities are character killers. This is a death throw type ability. However... you're sickened 1 and you're sickened 2. That's it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm mad.
This white powder is sickening.
Well played, LaValle.
I'm so mad.
Well, so someone rolled a natural 20 on a recall knowledge and you lied?
This was a lot more fun, making you really nervous about what would happen.
How do you sleep with yourself at night?
So you lied.
How do you sleep with yourself?
Extended the combat unnecessarily.
I'm not even putting sickened on my character. I'm so angry.
It's gone.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
After you have a character die, you really act differently. Like, with this, I was like, well, all right, Asta's going to die.
Yeah,
and
what's
I'll
the
just
point?
Make a new character, and I'll just have to figure it out.
No big you start deal. Thinking...
Oh, you mean act differently, like, who cares?
You just, yeah, after
death.
Experiencing death of a close personal loved one.
Let me explain death
one.
To you, Kate. You get to a point where you realize nothing matters.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's no point in trying or being good at anything.
Are you there already?
Me? No.
Man, that combat was sloppy as fuck, but it was fun.
It was really fun.
Really fun.
That was a blast.
You show me a tactical combat with a swarm that isn't sloppy, and I'll show you a bunch
good.
Of liars and cheaters. Unless, of course, you're just like, oh, we're a party of evokers. Like, okay, great. But, like, outside of that, it's always a mess.
We checked ourselves so many times, too. We were really good.
It was fun. Yeah, we did. I meant sloppy in like the play and also in just like the way we kind of played
it.
It
would have been visualized. It would have been comical.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably.
But whiffing, again, you're fighting whiffing, tooth fairies.
Whiffing.
Yeah. You're fighting.
It's among our goofier fights.
Yeah.
What happens now? Like you're a little beat up from the oculi fight and this tooth fairy swarm, right?
Does tooth fairies have anything on them?
You guys search the room.
Brother Ramius collapses to the ground, slides and puts his back
up
against
the wall.
Did
they get any of your teeth?
No, I think I'm all right.
Okay. Oh, God.
That's how your teeth looked before?
That looks up at Talitha. Sadness in his eyes.
Asta would like to do a perception check with all these teeth that are around to see if there's any with gold fillings or gem art on the teeth. Anything of value.
Gross, Sydney.
Whatever. Nat 20.
Man, I must be feeling generous, but that was just a very astute thing to think of. And in fact, a few of the molars that are in the statue have gold inlays.
Oh. Amazing. Wow.
And they're worth about 4 gold pieces altogether.
Wow. Holy smokes!
So here you go. Here's a box.
Put it on the box.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
This is a 3-cap app.
3-cap app.
Gold
guys, everyone
cap.
Cheers your caps.
Yeah, everybody.
All of us.
A cap for
all
everyone.
Of us.
A cap for everyone.
One for Francis. One for CJ. One for Matt.
Good stuff.
We can
either a thumbs down or a cap toast.
Yeah.
A cap for all those who earned it. Yeah, I mean, a very, very astute observation. 4 gold pieces. That's new to two shab.
Mm.
You can split it 4 ways and just.
Nope. I put it in my pocket.
Not give it to anybody.
Yep.
But yeah, nothing else of real interest in the room except this ominous statue staring at you.
And we already investigated the statue, right? We couldn't determine if it was Kanipa or not.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't know. You just hear, you've seen a shadow that you think might be Kanipa. You've heard other people describe what you think is Kanipa, but you're not sure. Terrifying yet majestic statue of a lanky, striped-skinned humanoid monster. Its wooden flesh pocked with pearl inlay. Oh, those aren't pearls.
Oh.
Those are teeth. It does, however, seems like a grandiose version of whoever this is. So maybe it's being made to look more impressive than it is.
Yes.
Or maybe that's really
an idealized version of the subject.
Yeah, it does seem to have that feel. And then on the ceiling, there's just...
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there anything with these glowworms?
It just seemed to be providing the room with this faint little light.
There's a real Tim Burton quality to this whole place. And I don't care for it.
I don't like it.
There is one door, right? There's another door.
Yeah, there's one door leading east out of this room.
Man.
All right.
Brother Ramius has been, for the last 10 minutes, just patching himself up. And he did a really good job. And he's going to continue to do so.
So Letha did the same for herself and did a less good job. So she'll also drink an elixir of life.
And then he's going to, continue to... and he crits on the second treat wound, so he's going to be back up to full.
Okay.
Unless I really, really trash the roll, which I don't think is going to happen. Nope, that's it. He's got it.
Is everybody... How are you? And how
I
are
didn't
you?
Get hit.
Nice.
Is Buggles okay?
Buggles is hurt, and he loses... He got some temporary HP from that last frostbite cantrip, which are gone now, and he's just like, ugh. And got some wounds on him as they attacked him.
Brother Ramius comes over. He's got like gauze on his neck. It's like wrapped around, and he's covered up the wounds. And he comes up to you, Buggles, and he will treat wounds on you for another crit.
Oh, nice!
Bad ass. How much were you down?
8.
23.
Oh yeah!
Oh my gosh!
Wow. Crush that roll.
Got some band-aids, and he's just like, oh, that's much better. And, no, I'll save that.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll save that.
Okay.
Shall we continue through this next doorway?
Yes.
Zephyr puts her bow away again. Okay. So we go up to the door.
Can I just examine the pliers real quick? I just want to see, like, are they mundane, actual?
Rusty
clank. They land on the ground. They have weight. They're heavy.
Rusty pliers. Old pliers. Yeah. You don't want those in your mouth.
Weird. And how many are there? Were there just like hundreds of pairs of pliers?
Yeah. Yeah. And not all of them have pliers. Some of them are just like poking and prodding, like directing the others towards you. But yeah, there's just like all these tiny little rusty old pliers. I imagine these things were like fist sized. So, you know, they had. Like not needle nose pliers, but
yeah, a little gotcha.
Yeah, I already deleted the character, but the ability was pretty sweet. Like if you end your turn in there, it's a three action thing to pry, and it takes out your tooth, and you get the bleeding condition because you're like bleeding from
that's that so cool and
you take,
awful.
Do you take charisma damage or anything?
I don't think so, but you know, it'd be interesting how you roleplay it. Like, does magical healing just grow a tooth back, or do you have to hold it in place? But it didn't happen. I'm looking at him like, man, this is going to be really hard to happen. And then you go down. Like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Perfect.
I was wondering how it would actually work.
All right, so listen at the door. That's going to be a 23.
23. You hear scraping across the floor, shifting. So there's someone on the other side of the door.
Should we just go in?
I know you weren't there, but last time we heard this noise, it was a living sunflower.
What?
And it almost killed us.
What?
Just exactly what I said. Did you not hear me?
Wow, no, I just... to imagine it.
Yeah.
Scary.
You've never encountered a living sunflower.
Can't say I have.
So I would be careful.
Okay.
Somehow.
Well, I'm going to open the door now. Here I go. And she has her katana ready, and she would like to...
You open the door.
Or what?
Oh, you open it up. I see something.
Let's talk about this.
Good. Well, not good. Whatever it is.
The first thing that happens.
I don't see it. What's happening?
You don't see it. Oh, I forgot.
I closed the door.
You open the door, and you are the only one that can see into this room. I'm going to describe the room.
I can see it as well.
Oh, can you guys?
A little bit. It's like a sliver.
I can see into the room. I don't see anything scary.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Zephyr has the best view of the room. Brother Ramius can't see anything. Where's Buggles? Buggles? Yeah, no idea. Buggles, you see a table.
Are they scared of the table?
I see a table.
What are they so nervous about?
Apparently, Hoss is terrified of meetings.
All right.
Board me.
I mean, same.
Let me explain what some of you see, and then I'm going to explain what happens. So there's a long wooden dining table that all of you see sitting under what looks like 20-foot high ceilings. The ceilings are higher in this next chamber. You went from 12 to 20. Asta, you get the best view on this. To the south, there are large slabs of meat sort of stocking a crude pantry of some sort, and there's humanoid skulls lining the walls in small, randomly spaced niches, each filled with a glowing larvae, maybe one of these glowworms that create this macabre, like, lantern effect throughout the room. And you wonder, like, what kind of meat is that if there are human skulls there? That's the immediate thing that goes through your head. There's a passage to the north that looks like there's some more doors up there. However, what Zephyr, Talitha, and Asta can see that Buggles and Ramius cannot are two situations. There is a decked-out female centaur.
What?
And I mean, it's amazing that
she's big.
The beauty of Foundry VTT, that you cannot see this and that they can see this, is so fucking great.
She has quite a large sword, too.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. She's strapped across her chest is a scarred black breastplate, scarred like she's been in a lot of battles. And behind that is like a long moss-colored cloak. And she holds in one hand an enormous longsword, and in another hand a huge steel shield. She also has several spears sticking out of her back, and atop her head is a horse skull that's been like stripped of skin and bleached and turned into like a majestic helm. Okay? And if you're not familiar with centaurs, she has the body of a horse. Let me show you her image first, since some of you can't see it. Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Also, she's wearing a centaur cape, which I've never seen before.
Yeah, it's like
a long moss cloak that covers her horse butt.
My God.
I mean, she just...
This is...
Imagine opening a door and that's what you see.
I'm just going to pass you a note here, Troy. I want to make sure you're aware of something. before we continue.
Okay.
I didn't want to say it out loud.
Okay, Joe, pass me a note.
Why okay. are you having okay. secrets with the GM?
The secret is we are second level.
This looks like a 15th level.
You guys stumbled. You guys stumbled.
She better be a friend.
I hope she's a friend.
Yeah, she like, better. She looks not the meanest.
Yeah, she could be a friend. I don't
but
know.
She looks she just escaped the tooth fairies kind maybe. Of situation. Yeah.
She has a determined expression on her face, not yeah. necessarily a hateful one.
Serious.
Couple things. One, this whole tree is in book two. You guys jumped ahead to book two, so you're way under-leveled
really?
For this.
Whoa.
Secondly.
Wait, actually?
Wait, what?
No, he said he wanted to let the players drive.
I'm sorry.
You guys drive the ship.
You guys drive the ship.
Sorry. We jumped ahead.
Listen. I might be joking. I mentioned there were two situations. The second situation, if that isn't bad enough, this one is more creepy and weird because floating right in the shadow of the centaur is a tiny little sphere floating about a foot in diameter, okay? And it looks to be made up of like knotted cords of muscle and blades with a single eye in its center that's just staring at you. Like it darts its eye right at Asta as you walk in. And the centaur speaks up and says, "Please come in."
Asta steps through the doorway, nimbly, slowly.
Zephyr will also slowly, because I'm not listening to that lady.
She does seem to have an authority.
Yeah. Aletha will close the door.
We will see you next
time. Our meeting may now begin.
Aletha will join them.
Yeah, Asta steps into the room, but she's keeping her distance from this woman going behind this table, kind of putting the table between her. And she says, "Hi. Sorry if we are interrupting something. My name is Asta."
Okay.
And yours?
So Buggles, you standing at the door there?
Buggles.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I can't do it.
Just want to know.
Buggles is like, he's just sort of cowering in the door frame. He's not stepping into the room. He's in the frame.
That's okay.
Everyone else kind of finds their way in, and as impressive as the centaur is, that creepy little ball looking at each of you, it's just like you can feel its barbs on your skin, even though you're 20, 30 feet away from it. It's just looking at you. And she says, "Asta, who else enters the court of Kanibo the Slim?"
Oh my god.
Oops. Not a friend.
I'm Zephyr.
Zephyr. Looks at you, Talitha.
Talitha Breakwater.
Breakwater.
I'm Brother Ramius of Latria.
Brother Ramius. And you there at the door.
He's like mouthing Buggles, but he can't even muster a sound.
She closes her eyes. Buggles. I am Salah, Captain Salah, and you stand in the presence of the former enemies of Kanipo. She gestures at all the skulls in those little burial niches. Their skulls gnawed clean and preserved. Let me ask you this. What makes each of you so special, so that they would open their gates unto you?
Special? I don't think we consider ourselves particularly special. Victim of circumstance.
We're trying to find that out.
We don't know why the gates opened. That's why we're here.
So, you have been chosen.
Chosen... perhaps, but if so, by whom?
We chose ourselves.
Have you gone through the gates?
I am here, am I not?
Oh, okay.
Chosen.
Okay.
I
I have always enjoyed the choosing, most of all.
The choosing? What do you mean?
Before I joined forces with the Slim, I was forced to watch from the shadows at my prey. Sometimes for months on end, watching their every move, learning about them, who they were, what they prized most in life, what they feared. And when there was nothing left to learn, I ended them and then moved on to the next. While I regret not being able to have the time to learn about you as the Slim has, I promise I will take my time with you posthumously to learn everything about you inside and out. You are not worthy. And I will prove it.
And she like rears up her horse legs.
What is going on?
And we'll see you next week.
What is going on?
Did we fail
this
that?
This doesn't make any sense.
Did we fail that dialogue? Did we do bad and now we have to fight her?
A mounted knight warrior?
You guys got your asses pissed on.
Oh, I just pissed on my ass. I got pissed on my ass.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.